Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Jeff Lebo could have been, and still might be, head coach of the Tar Heels. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. East Carolina comes to Chapel Hill Saturday for a high noon game against the Tar Heels, and while undermanned, the Pirates will be well prepared. You can bet on that. They are coached by former UNC star Jeff Lebo, one of the headiest players in the Dean Smith era, besides being a deadly jump shooter. Lebo fell into that nine-year stretch between Final Fours for Smith's program, and while he played on two regular season and one ACC tournament championship teams, he never reached the last weekend of the big dance. That's a regret for Lebo, who comes from a coaching family and went right into the profession after graduation and a brief stint in pro basketball. Lebo worked for former UNC player and assistant Eddie Fogler at Vanderbilt in South Carolina before starting his own head coaching career at Tennessee Tech, then UT Chattanooga, and eventually Auburn. When the Tar Heels got caught in the pickle after Roy Williams turned down the job in 2000 to remain at Kansas, Lebo was on the short list to succeed the retiring Bill Guthridge. Still at Tennessee Tech and in his early 30s, Lebo was passed over for being too green. Big mistake. While UNC hired the older but less experienced Matt Doherty from Notre Dame for three disastrous seasons, Lebo was winning 28 of 32 conference games and went 21-9 in his first year at UTC. By a mile, Lebo would have been a better choice than Doherty, and with the support Doherty did not get from a lot of people he rubbed the wrong way, Lebo might still be the coach at Carolina. Believe me, he's that good at his trade. Coaching success often depends on where you work, and Lebo likely erred by taking the Auburn job in 2004, a year after Williams returned to Carolina on his second chance. While Auburn paid him a lot and wanted a winning basketball program, Lebo refused to accomplish that the way many Southeastern Conference teams did, by cheating. So it turned out to be a bad move, and he was fired after six seasons and a so-so record. His loss was East Carolina's gain. The Pirates won't win Saturday, but at 6-1, they will give Carolina a lot better game than earlier visitors to the Dean Dome. Lebo's presence on the bench will assure that. And at 46, he's still young enough to be auditioning for the job he should have gotten 12 years ago. This is Archansky. See ya.